The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. That means the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. For those of you that want to order, remember, $25 minimum donation will get you a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste. And, you know, that's all good because it keeps us on the air. We need to be on the air in 2024 for sure. There is an article that's just been put out by Epic Health that I want to just touch on before we bring on our next guest. Basically, when you visit the doctor, are you asking for trouble? Because modern medicine is incredible for acute illness. If you're about to die, go to the hospital. They have powerful drugs, impressive machines, and experts ready to cut, stitch, and manipulate your biochemistry in ways that give you an excellent chance of drawing another breath. Maybe. See, I don't think he's looking into the fact that there's so much medical malpractice out there that a lot of the patient deaths is from surgical error. See, if you're not dying, however, the benefits of modern medicine depend on the doctor, not you. The unfortunate reality is that what may save the dying can make the healthy sick. Put another way, over-treatment or unnecessary treatment pose real risks to your health. I mean, we got doctors out there because of the obesity problem and diabetes. We got doctors out there prescribing metformin and all sorts of other garbage. And now they've got other drugs out there that will cause yeast infection in women. Yeah, Farxiga or whatever that they call that. You know, Glipizide, that's the other one. Oh, they're pushing the big pharma. Man, crazy, isn't it? And see, when you run a fever, people don't understand that's a healing mechanism. But see, everybody's been so conditioned. They will just accept whatever the doctor says because he's got a lab coat. See, that's one of the reasons why we have the kinds of people on that we do, like Dr. Robert Abel. Dr. Robert Abel earned his medical degree at Jefferson Medical College in 1969. He's been at this a while. Completed his ophthalmology residency at Mount Sinai Hospital, was a cornea fellow at the University of Florida. He is a former clinical professor of ophthalmology at Thomas Jefferson University. He's on the staff of the Christiana Care Health System. He has founded several eye banks and hold patents on artificial corneas. He received the American Academy of Ophthalmology Honor Award, where he instructed cornea microsurgery workshops and was on the Committee on International Ophthalmology. He's done active research on corneal transplants, corneal pathology, contact lenses, and drugs as they relate to the eye. He's formulated several vitamins and consults for numerous nutrition companies. He's written extensively in scientific and lay journals, authored 8 books, including The Eye Care Revolution, lectured and taught locally and internationally, practices Tai Chi, so you know he's tuned in, studies alternative medical systems, enjoys his multicultural family, and he has a practice at DelawareEyes.com. And he's the one that advocates that diet and best supplements for eye health are important, and the patient's the smartest person during the eye exam. Who knows better than you? Dr. Robert Abel, welcome.
Did my mother write that for you?
You know, I bet she did.
I'll bet she did, yes.
Yep, she didn't pay me to say that either.
Okay.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you
How
were right
are you?
On before. You were right on because, you know, the patient's their own primary care provider because they care more about their body. And we are so instructed in pathology and reflex prescribing. That's why the patient has to educate their doctors. And occasionally the doctors don't listen. That's when you shop for somebody else. And one of the advantages of Googling things is at least to give information, even if it's not fully accurate, it starts you on the quest for looking at what is an alternative option to either treat or maintain or prevent. And that's why we talk about nutrition all the time, you and I, because that is the way to make sure that you either supplement or eat what is necessary to at least to give you a quality of life.
For sure. Now, the one thing about iHealth, and I know there's people out there with questions, and if you do have questions, you're welcome to pick up the phone, 844-769-2944. When you get to the studio, wait for the prompts and press 1 to get on the air. And your questions are welcome. We're talking about iHealth. Advanced Eye Complex CS is available at the Power Mall. That's one of the reasons. I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. Maybe that is the best time or not the best time to take it, is it, Dr. Abel?
Well, you know, it's interesting that some of the items in there are fat soluble. So it's good to take it around a meal, but it doesn't have to be. There's like 23 ingredients. And one thing, I mean, I have some people who had no problems taking it. And someone told me yesterday, he says, you know, I just feel better. And maybe the vitamins do it because that's the goal. But maybe there's also the placebo effect that people think they're taking control of their own health by making these decisions as opposed to just the pharmacological ones.
Sure. And I take them with meals. Just to get me wrong, when I say it's like breakfast and dinner is when I take these.
Perfect.
You know? So this is the thing, but I'm taking it, folks. Understand that. That's why I'm not pushing this on you. I'm just saying, you know, we're going to discuss eye health here because I've got questions. Obviously, everybody does. That's why I said the phone lines are open. Here's your chance. Now, if you got a question about your eye health or anything going on, whether it's your retina or whatever the case may be, the biggest issue, because I've had implant lenses put in, so has my wife. They're different. Mine are to read distance. Hers are not. The thing is that, you know, we've been confronted by people that we've talked to that talk about they've had LASIKs, they've had cataract surgery, which both of us did. And, you know, there's this thing about glaucoma. And even after all this, even after having cataract surgery and all this stuff, I mean, is glaucoma still possible?
Well, glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve. And there are many risk factors which are the same for heart disease, macular degeneration, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the reasons to have a periodic eye exam, and if you have no risk, we say every couple years, is because we can look in and see if something else is happening. The interesting thing about glaucoma is it affects your peripheral vision long before it affects the center of your vision. So people wouldn't know about it.
Wow.
And about 3% of the population may have potential glaucoma. But, you know, if you don't smoke and you're not overweight, I mean, all of these factors contribute to the blood flow to the back of the eye. But even with glaucoma, there are medications, there's lasers, and there's even nutritional options to help manage it. And because it's an eye problem, we can actually look in the eye and see what's going on. Whereas with many systemic illnesses, we just have to use indirect methods of knowing are you doing better or you're not doing better. But at least we can see the back of the eye and say, yes, it's good, no, it's not good, and we can take a measurement.
Yeah, I've had that exam done multiple times, and they always can tell if there's something else going on with your system. That's amazing. And this technology has not been around that long, has it?
The technology, it's like the internet. You know, it's like cell phones. It's like explosive. And the fact is, because the eye is available for observation, we can keep improving the technology. And we're still waiting for the next generation where we can pick up Alzheimer's or Parkinson's through an eye exam, through a measurement in the eye. Because it's out there now, and we're just waiting for the companies to make it feasible and affordable.
So it's amazing, though, that when you brought up about the peripheral vision, when you go in for your eye exam, you know, you have the doctor is holding his fingers out to the side and asking you how many fingers you see peripherally or whether you can even see the finger peripherally. What a great way to tell if there's something else going on that a normal eye exam wouldn't show.
You know, that's a classic metaphor in a sense, because we don't need a fancy machine to do a crude test that can be qualitative. You got it or don't have it. And that's correct. Just like looking at the pupils. Looking at the pupil movements and eye movements, we can tell the chances of a brain tumor. I mean, besides eye health. So that they're very simple things in the eye exam that are functional.
So it's like you put a flash in front of the eye and you expect the pupil to contract. And then when you remove it, the pupil gets bigger. So that's what a normal pupil does.
Yes.
You walk into a dark room. I will tell you, since I took that advanced eye complex, since I've been taking that on a regular basis, I am actually noticing what you said the last time we talked about turning on a light, being in one room, turning the light off, walking into a dark hallway, and your vision and the acuity almost like pops right back up with minimal light in the hallway, a night light or something like that. And your vision just kind of like pops right back up to where you can almost see in the dark. I mean, we're not like cat's eyes, obviously. They have an advantage. But the thing is I definitely notice a big difference after taking this.
You're correct, because what happens is dark adaptation, what you're describing, decreases with every decade of life. And if you nourish those receptors in the periphery called the rods, you pick up the vision right away and switch right off to the dark adaptation. You're correct. That's what it's designed for. So it's not only central vision, macular and straight ahead, it's periphery as well, and even dry eyes.
Interesting. Well, see, and the other thing, too, is my night vision, you know, I can actually, with my distance vision, I almost enjoy driving at night because the light contact is less. But, you know, just given the headlights and whatnot, I mean, reading signs from distances, being crystal clear, being able to read license plates at 100 yards away. I mean, it's pretty incredible what these technological advances have done in eye surgery. But, you know, you can't just ignore, okay, well, I had the surgery done, so let's just go on about life. It doesn't work like that, folks, because like Dr. Abel just said, the older you get, the more help you're going to need. You talk about diet and best supplements besides the advanced eye complex CS. What about the diet? I mean, just my show notes were intriguing enough to bring that up. If you're dealing with somebody that, for example, because we have a lot of people who have weight problems, I mean, is counting the carbs. I mean, everybody's got a diet plan somewhere. What are we talking about as far as eye health and diet? I mean, is it good for every medical condition? I mean, where are we going with this?
Let me step back to your driving at night for a second, because you got smart enough, Dave, that you got a blue blocker in your glasses.
You see that?
That also is very helpful in cutting down the glare from the headlights and the rain on the road.
Yep.
So that was very clever on your part. In terms of diet, is I had a colleague who would have bologna and cheese every lunch. And the day he retired was the day he started getting progressive dementia.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was probably starting before that. So there's no question that if you have a limited diet that doesn't have the fruits and vegetables, for the eyes, some of the things that are important is all of the colored items, the blueberries, the oranges, the tomatoes, all of those things contribute to your retina. There are even things in meat that are helpful, like the taurine and the magnesium. The green leafy vegetables, especially spinach-colored greens and kale, have lutein and zeaxanthin. And those compounds layer your retina to block the glare, the UV and the blue wavelengths that can be toxic, etc. And speaking of that, is everybody who's on the computer and on the cell phone and on the TV with the high-def TVs, that blue light does have a slow, gradual effect on the retina. So wearing the blue blocker and having your spinach or kale, whatever it is, three times a week is excellent. But you also get it from Eye Complex CS. But there's enough in that on a daily basis to be protective.
Wonderful. Sherry in Kansas, you are on the phone with Dr. Robert Abel. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Abel, and I really respect you, but I was wondering, I've some of the alternative practitioners I've read about, some pretty impressive ones have used iridology. Have you ever looked into that? Although I know you mostly stick with the eyes, but they claim to diagnose things about your system by looking at the into the, what part of the eye is that called?
The iris. That's why it's called iridology. It's the iris. Well, you're correct, Sherry. I read the book on iridology because I don't want to dismiss anything without knowing anything about it. And I have been able to look at where the kidney and liver part of the iris is. So occasionally that is helpful. I do not understand iridology totally. The basis of this is every part of your body, from your cuticle to your earlobe, has some representation in the brain from other parts. And doing reflexology on your foot can affect the flow of your lymphatics around your heart. So I am convinced that there's a lot of clues there, but I'm not an expert in iridology. But in a sense, I don't dismiss it, but you can't use just one kind of system to evaluate your whole body. You know, you need to put it together with other things, and even the eye exam to look at the back of the eye and the front of the eye beside the iris.
Oh, I agree. You can't use just one system. But yeah, I used to go to a reflexologist who could make the swelling go down in my knee by working my just on my foot. Okay, thank you, doctor.
That's also
really appreciate you coming
also
on.
Lymphatics, surely. Lymphatics are one of the keys to your whole body. Your lymph flowing. People with a heart attack have slow lymph moving. And so that's why you keep your feet up and you get massages, even if you do it yourself, and you move. Your body is lined with fascia all the way around. And I read a book about the resistance on Crete in World War II. And these men at 60 and 70 could run 50 miles at a time because somehow they knew their fascia was more important than their muscles in terms of the body springing. A guy who's a pitcher doesn't just throw from the shoulder. They should throw from the foot. Bruce Lee, who was a kung fu artist, when asked, where do you get your power from? He said, my left big toe. So your whole body is connected with this stuff, just as you sort of intimated, Jerry. Thank you.
That is just amazing. There's so much to talk about. And I guess, you know, you being in the profession you're in, Dr. Abel, how often, because I know every year I get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, it's time for your eye exam. I'm like, once a year, really? I mean, is there a standard now? I mean, the older we get, should we be looking at more than just once a year for an eye exam?
Well, some people feel comfortable that way. And some people get free glasses once a year, so that encourages them. I feel that every 2 years is fine if you don't have a risk factor that needs to be identified and if your vision's stable. The one thing you can know about cataracts and even macular degeneration, has your vision changed? And if your vision doesn't change, it's a pretty good metric or sign that things are stable. But I think every 2 years, just to be safe. Now, just because your family member may have had something may make you want to be seen every year, so you'd be ahead of the game. But every two, if you're a normal person, I mean, if you're 95, you've had cataract surgery, your vision's still good, you do 2 years, and you just say call early if you ever need an appointment.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of people out there that, that if there's an issue, they immediately make the phone call. Now, as far as eye protection in this day and age, we really haven't talked about COVID that much and how COVID-19 has been affecting the vision. Have you noticed anything in that regard?
First of all, COVID seems to affect different people different ways. There is long COVID. A few people have mentioned it. more people lose smell or have hearing issues or just feel like crap. But it, obviously, it can affect anything. I mean, for instance, 40% of your brain depends on what comes in through your pupil, the light that comes in through your pupil. So if your brain's being involved, vision is going to be to some degree. But if you're feeling sick in bed, you're not really testing your vision. But I would assume COVID can do anything, unfortunately.
Well, we've all been told that prion disease or neurological disorders seems to be the thing of the day now. And now they're reporting, you know, neoplasms in people 15 to 44. So I've got to wonder, as far as, you know, if we're talking about stuff having to do with the eye and defects in prion diseases and whatnot, you know, that are erupting from either getting the shot or, you know, just getting long COVID and having to deal with issues like that, how far this affects. I mean, because the obviously the optic nerve is connected to the brain, is it not?
Yep, the retina and the optic nerve is connected to the brain. I'm going to say, if you want to look at one item, why we have this epidemic in neurodegenerative diseases is the fact we're not getting omega-3 DHA. Omega-3 DHA is the building block of the brain. 30% of your brain is DHA. That is algae oil, not just fish oil. It's algae oil. And I think we're getting further and further away from the sea and healthy fish, that we're not getting that. And so mothers don't pass it on to the kids, and then the female children don't pass it on to their children. And we're seeing this endemic, not quite a crisis, but an endemic rise in MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lewy body, all kinds of stuff, cognitive disorder. And the fact is omega-3 is so important. And I think you probably should carry a product in the power line, you know, in the power shop.
Okay, and that would be the omega-3 line.
That would be the omega-3 line. And a couple companies make it, yeah.
Right. Now, that's not the same as krill oil, right? Because we do carry that.
Well, krill oil, that is the same as your krill oil, yes. Okay. I mean, krill oil is a fish oil, so some of it is the DHA. And the fish oil piece is good for your blood flow. So, I mean, the fish oil's in your blood and circulating. The omega-3 is in your receptors. Like 50% of the retina, the membranes are built with DHA, with algae oil. So doing your krill oil is an essential addition to iComplex CS.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking of things here because, I mean, obviously, you know, one thing leads to another in this conversation. Folks, the phone lines are still open for the next 5 minutes. You can still get in here if you have a question for Dr. Robert Abel. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And wait for the prompts and press 1 to get on the air with us in studio. So this is interesting. Now, we're talking about krill. We're talking about diet. Salmon obviously has a lot of this stuff. I don't like the farm-raised stuff because of the dyes and crap in it. I like the sockeye salmon from Alaska. Is that probably the best, or do you eat Atlantic salmon as well, you know, given where you are?
Well, you know, I'm going to say is I've agreed with you that farm-raised, often they get grain instead of algae to eat. But I'm going to still say it's still better because most people don't eat mackerel or herring or sardines or anchovies. But all the salmon, even the farm-raised salmon, have omega-3 in it. And agree, they give it a little coloring. But
yeah,
the fact is, if that's the only thing you eat, it's better than not having any at all.
Right, because sockeye salmon is only available at certain times of the year unless you buy it in the frozen section already prepackaged and you don't know how long it's been there.
Yes.
Now, we haven't had bad luck with that, but we're going to have salmon tonight for dinner, as a matter of fact. So, I mean, the fish and the krill oil and all of that has a lot to do with it. Now, the iComplex CS, as long as we're on the subject of that and taking that in addition to, people are going to want to know, well, what's the difference in me just taking iComplex CS versus all of the other products that we offer?
of all, you'll see 23, it's actually 24 ingredients in there. Second of all, it has more lutein and zeaxanthin than the others. Third of all, it doesn't have copper, which was in part of the original Arid formula. It's still there, which doubles your risk of cognitive decline. It doesn't have tremendous amounts of zinc, which competes with magnesium and calcium for your bones. And it has taurine. None of these people have taurine. It has CoQ10. It has glutathione and glutathione booster. So it is different because I guess it's made by an ophthalmologist, you know, or created by an ophthalmologist instead of a Me Too formula.
Yeah, we've been inundated with enough of those. Ed in New York, you are on the phone with Dr. Robert Abel. Go ahead.
Good morning, doctor. I'd like to, I could talk to you forever. I mean, eye problems. I've got, I'm 69. I used to have 20/10 vision. Used to call me eagle eyes. Now I've got 20/40 in the right eye, 20/30 in the left eye. I've got vitreous detachment in the right eye and torn. I had a torn retina in the left. So I've had eye surgery for the left eye. It's a nightmare trying to get glasses. I do play sports. So it's always play pickleball. I got to see distance and cup close. So it's a real challenge to find glasses. And, cataracts, stage two, nobody will operate because it's too early for that. I wanted to ask you about something. I know time is limited. I started taking tadalafil for prostate, very low dose. I've read some nightmare stories about people losing their eyesight or maybe that starting to affect the veins. I had a doctor look at it not too long ago.
So, highly overrated. That's highly overrated. Initially, that was the scare, and it was also the scare because people were afraid of it. But it supposedly affected blue light, and it was only temporary. And there's so many people taking these, alpha agonists that we're just not seeing the eye vision business, especially nothing permanent.
Oh, okay. So that's okay then.
I'm telling you, it's safe. That's right. Okay. Find something else to worry about.
Thank you, Ed. Oh, that's a relief.
Well, I appreciate that. Ed, thank you for that. I know that, the older we get, we start having issues with the eyes. But I'll tell you what, I loved my 20/10 vision. And if it hadn't been for the fact that I got what I got done, I wouldn't have that. Because every time I go into my eyes exam, I'm blowing away. The ophthalmologist is looking at her, optometrist is looking at her, and she goes, wow, your vision is really good. You can read that bottom line? Sure can. So now this product is available at the Power Mall, folks. And so, we invite you to take advantage of it. Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. Dr. Robert Abel, thank you so much for joining us here for this segment. And best of luck to you in the future, and best of luck with iComplex CS. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir. All right, we are at the break. We're going to come back with a segment with the EMF guy, Nick Pignot. And we won't be taking phone calls because it is pre-recorded. So enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 33 minutes after the hour. And of course, I told you in advance that we were going to be talking to Nick Pinalti. He's the EMF guy. And, you know, I mean, all things electromagnetic, you know, frequencies. It's kind of a sad state of affairs, too, because as we were talking before we went on the air here, Nicholas Pinalti, thank you so much for joining us. The hazards of EMF right now. You were telling me about radiation poisoning and radiation sensitive.
Yes.
You've been dealing with a lot of this lately.
Yeah, I've been interviewing top environmental medicine doctors who really do not agree with the stance of the WHO or most health agencies, you know, the public stance in among governments and some researchers is that, you know, electrosensitivity or people that complain about headaches or not feeling good near technology, it doesn't exist. It's psychological, right? It's all in your head. Well, you have a lot of doctors that are saying the exact opposite now. In fact, you have thousands of doctors worldwide especially in environmental medicine, that recognize that the more electropolluted with these frequencies your environment is, the more likely you are to develop these symptoms. And in rare cases, some people are completely debilitated by this technology.
So as far as the symptoms, since you bring that up, what can people look for if they have a radiation or electromagnetic radiation symptom? I mean, what kind of symptoms should you expect?
Sure. Some of these symptoms really resemble other illnesses, so they're easy to miss. But overall, people feel fatigue. Insomnia is very common also in people that are very sensitive. But something that is especially telling, according to a doctor I connected with lately, is heart palpitations from certain devices. And sometimes you go to the doctor and they tell you, well, I don't know what's wrong with you because your labs are normal. And, you know, it doesn't look like there's nothing wrong with your heart. And yet the heart rhythm is disrupted by technology. And sometimes it happens in men who keep a phone near their heart in the shirt pocket. Right. Go figure. We have manufacturers now that are saying, such as, for example, Apple with the iPhone technology starting at Apple iPhone 12. They're saying, well, this could interfere with a pacemaker. Right. And we know that this could interfere with medical technologies that are helping people stay alive. But they don't acknowledge that if you have a human heart and not a pacemaker, you know, just a real functioning heart, then in that case, there's no issue. So it's not surprising that some people are more prone to these kind of symptoms than others. But for some other people, it's headaches. And they can pinpoint that when I talk on the phone, I get headaches. When I don't, well, the headaches fade away. So that's, in a sense, that's the easiest type of sensitivity you can have, because you know it's kind of on and off. But what doctors recommend, if you're unclear on whether this technology is impacting you or not, you should take a vacation away from technology. And they call this, you know, an EMF vacation. And some people call it camping in nature, you know, but you have to tell people these days, don't bring your technology for 7 days. Go in the woods, go there, have fun, and see how much you feel better. Or maybe it's neutral for you, but many people do report feeling better. And it's not initially an indication of EMF sensitivity. It could be many things that are wrong with your environment back home and at work, but it is an indication that, you know, it's not necessarily that you have a disease in particular, but your environment is sick back home, and you need to take steps to remediate that.
Well, the thing is that's one of the reasons why we have this. Dave Stetzer has developed the Stetzerizer, the little things that you plug into the wall. I'm sure mm-hmm. you're familiar with those.
Yes.
But the thing is that people who actually live close to one of these cellular towers, that's a real big problem for people, and they don't realize it. Half of them don't even realize it, do they?
Well, that's the thing. The scientific studies are showing increasingly that living too close to cell phone towers is detrimental to your health, because not only, you know, when you have a cell phone on your person, you can decide to turn it off. Not so much for the cell phone towers, which makes it even of a bigger problem in a sense, because with the 5G rollout, the fifth generation of cellular networks, what they've started doing is installing these antennas closer and closer to where people live. And it's really what should be done is the opposite. In other countries, you see regulations around the placement of cell phone towers that will forbid the placement, for example, on top of schools, near sensitive populations such as elderly care homes or hospitals, or playgrounds, for example. In the United States and Canada, anything goes. The rules are different, and the industry has successfully changed legislations to make sure that they can do business as usual and roll these out as fast as humanly possible. Because the faster they roll them out, the more likely they are to win that market of users with better coverage. So it's really a question of, I think, you know, the concentration of a few telecom companies that really fight on pricing and coverage, and it leads to health impacts, because in the United States to this day, we cannot complain over the placement of cell phone towers if we feel sick. They're going to tell you, no, you know, there's this 1996 Telecom Act that forbids you from claiming, having health claims. You can, in fact, win certain legal cases have been won over the fact that, oh, I don't like this tower. I find it ugly for my neighborhood. But people really what they want to say is, you know, it makes me sick. But you cannot really win on that, although it's starting to change and increasingly so. I had the chance with this 2024 summit I'm launching in April to talk with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., one of the presidential candidates for the next election. And he told me that, you know, up to, according to him, less than 1%, around half of 1% of all Americans could be disabled by this radiation. That's huge. We're talking about so many people. It's almost, you know, sickening to think about how many people could be living with what they think is, you know, an autoimmune issue, or maybe to just blame it on old age. You know, I'm getting old. I'm 60, 70, 80. I don't feel well. Maybe that's part of the deal. But in fact, if you are right next to a tower, you could, how much greater could you feel if you lived in a different space? And that's always a question that many of these doctors, let's say, face with their patients.
Well, see, and here's the other thing, too, with these cell towers. In 2021, the U.S. Circuit of Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled against the Federal Communications Commission, saying that they acted improperly and illegally by keeping its 1996 wireless radiation exposure limits intact. So they didn't bother to update any of those schedules when 5G was rolled out. And the more that this happened, the court found the FCC ignored evidence radiation below its current limits can cause adverse health effects besides cancer. And so some of the symptoms that we've been talking about, poor sleep, skin rashes, brain fog, memory lapses. I mean, people didn't even realize how volatile this stuff is. And Europe, apparently, Nick Pinault, you know that Europe is doing something about this, but the United States and Canada, like you said, could basically care less. People want convenience. They want to be able to pick this phone up and have that convenience of 5G. That's what they keep saying. You know, it's convenient. It's instant. It's everything. And they've got everybody so brainwashed in this thing, people just ignore the sideline because of the technology. They don't care about the side effects. I mean, you're trying to change all that.
For sure. And it's a question of sometimes you have different types of values in certain or European countries. Even in India, the government has looked into this more deeply. There's always industry involvement in these decisions in most countries, I would say, but certain countries are, I think, much more prone to taking preventative measures to protect the population. So there's this thing called the precautionary principle, which really most governments fail to use over and over again. And it states that if we have scientific uncertainty around something, let's say there are studies that show harm from this radiofrequency radiation, and some studies show no harm. So it's a mixed evidence. We don't know for sure if it's definitively hurting people. Well, there's a chance that we get it wrong. So in the case of this uncertainty, why take chances? We're going to move the towers away. France, for example, in 2015, it's almost 10 years to this day, they voted very harsh laws to minimize the amount of Wi-Fi in schools. And that's another issue where you're not installing a tower necessarily, but the Wi-Fi is fairly close to where students are for the entire day. And their point was, well, you know, there's mixed evidence on whether this can make people sick. But again, do we want to take chances on an entire generation? Probably not. So they started to reduce the power of these machines or reduce time of use. Or in certain cases, the Wi-Fi needs to be placed not in the classroom, but near the classroom where the signal can still be picked up. However, there won't be this one child that is exposed right next to the router, which is, again, logical. You wouldn't want to overexpose one child just because of the circumstances where he's exposed to this radiation. And doctors are seeing more and more children that have these symptoms that look like hyperactivity. And when they reduce their screen time, including, of course, reducing their EMF exposure, they get way better. So there's this entire also there's an entire move in holistic pediatrics that they realize technology is detrimental on many levels. Is it just screen time? Is it the blue light that, you know, is keeping us hyperactive? I think it's a mixture of this plus also the radio frequency radiation that can be a sort of excitatory agent in our life. And if you put that in front of children, who knows what it's doing to their developing brain? The data we do have on the topic shows us that it's not good. And in fact, a Yale researcher looked at this years ago, Dr. Hugh Taylor, and he said that for him, it's clear that there's causality between the exposure of pregnant moms to their cell phone and then the risk of their children developing ADD, ADHD-like symptoms. So what he found is very simple. If you are not born yet and you're forming your brain and you are exposed to radio frequency radiation, you're that much more likely to be hyperactive later in life. So again, it's a sort of, it's almost, you know, a substance that is like a stimulant to the nervous system in a way.
Yeah, it's amazing too, because I don't know if you can see my lenses, they're blue.
Yes.
Yeah, I have blue lenses on for a reason because I spend an inordinate amount of time in front of a computer.
There you go.
The thing is that people who have these phones, see, and this is the thing that really bothers me, is that companies like Verizon have been getting rid of landlines.
Yeah.
And they've been substituting it with VoIP. I mean, is that the lesser of two evils? Because a lot of businesses are using VoIP, yeah. Voice over Internet Protocol.
Well, I use a VoIP myself. It's not that bad, but it's really quite. Unfortunately, I think that the move away from landlines moves us closer to more and more wireless. And that's really, there might be such thing as a safe dose of wireless, but the dose that we are seeing in the population is leading to an increase in sensitivities and an increase in this electromagnetic radiation poisoning for some people. And the thing that is especially concerning to me is that since we're not only do we not have landlines, now a lot of people don't wire up their computers. That's old news from the beginning of the 2000s. Now it's Wi-Fi. And now people are forgetting even wires for their headphones. Why bother with that, right? They're all tangling and, you know, it's very annoying. So let's go Bluetooth in the ear on top of it. So it's one thing after another. And what researchers are seeing as far as electrosensitivity goes is that it's steadily increasing as the years go by. In fact, in 2006, two researchers wrote a letter to the editor in, I think it was a journal of bio, I cannot recall the journal, but anyway, the idea was that electrosensitivity is increasing so much that they think that by 2017, and that's years ago, 50% of the population will be electrosensitive. And to this day, later in 2024, we have no idea what is the real prevalence because it's still not properly defined, and a large fraction of the academia still continues to cling to the very convenient idea that everything is safe and that anyone who claims these health effects is crazy, which is a very convenient way of dismissing the entire topic. And I think it shows how deeply the addiction to technology runs, where even medical doctors and even most of the academia is still stuck with this belief that everything is safe, because I would love for everything to be safe myself, because it would mean I don't have to think about it and I can just purchase the next iPhone and be happy and, you know, have all these conveniences in my life. When you start thinking about these exposures and you tell yourself, well, you know, they've been linked with brain cancer, loss in fertility, and I don't know what's the safe dose, makes you anxious, of course. So it's something very, very inconvenient. And the industry has deep ties also in regulatory agencies. So we're kind of stuck at the moment, let's say, navigating this topic by ourselves and taking precautions ourselves before even waiting for the government or whatever health agency is in your country to tell you to do it.
Right. Now, see, the thing is that people also, and this is a big thing, especially with guys, they drive with the cell phone in their lap, between their legs. Not a good thing.
For sure. The cell phone radiation is an endocrine disruptor. What that means is that just like BPA that we hear a lot, you know, when you take anything plastic, we'll say BPA-free, BPA. BPA is a type of plastic that can mess up with your hormones, including testosterone production in men, but also in women, it's other hormones as well that are just as important for overall vitality, sexual vitality, and you name it. And even overall, you know, not dying, then that's something pretty convenient, you know, just keeping your hormones strong so that you can live old and still be healthy. And the thing is that the studies are very strong showing a reduction in fertility if you keep a phone in your pocket. But to this day, we have a large fraction of the entire population that keeps a phone in the pocket. And why is that? Well, the main thing that comes to mind, the main reason is that they have not been informed. To this day, there's no warning or label on the cell phones. And in fact, the industry fought and won in court in Berkeley, California, where we used to have for a short period of time, for a few years, an explanation of these risks that users can decide to take by themselves, you know, informed consent. These are the risks of cell phone radiation, and these are the ways to reduce it. And it was at the point of sale in the city of Berkeley in California. And the finally, a few years ago, the industry fought these labels saying that, you know, you're doing fear mongering among our customers and it's costing us. And they won in court. So we still have a long way to go to make sure that these dangers are recognized. And then if people still want to partake in the technology, that's okay with me, but at least they're going to be informed about the potential risks. And then the potential of cell towers, that's another question, because of course, everyone wants to get good cell phone coverage, but no one wants the towers. And when you ask citizens, would you live near a cell phone tower, right, overlooking your bedroom window? Most people would be uneasy with this idea, because I think intuitively so, they think, maybe this is too much of an exposure. And they would be right to think that. The towers need to be moved away from populations which could still keep good coverage, but there's no argument really to keep them this close to populations where some people, you know, because you want to download social media and movies and cool cat videos, maybe there's your neighbor that can sleep at night. So it doesn't make sense at the moment the way the technology is engineered or being rolled out.
But the other thing too is the smart meter. This is a problem because we had one conversation where the guy had to be carried out of his apartment. The door was broken. The fire department had to actually come in and get him out of there because he was so ill. And come to find out, all of the apartments where he was staying, all of their meters were against his bedroom wall. Every single one of those smart meters were putting out radiation behind him that was affecting him literally. So people can't play ignorant to stuff like this. I mean, there's ways of being cognizant enough to reduce EMF exposure. Can you explain some of that?
For sure. So it all starts with how you behave around your own devices. I think this is the first thing, because even the smart meter requires some work to mitigate against it. But the cell phone you have on your person, in some cases, it's 24/7, and you only have 20% of people that turn it off at night via airplane mode. So you can hit that button, airplane mode, and it will turn off the radiation. Also, make sure to turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. But this will prevent your phone from, you know, from reducing the quality of your sleep. And I don't know about you or any of the listeners, but I mean, I don't sleep enough. I don't know anyone that tells me, oh yeah, I sleep 8 to 9 hours like they should. We don't. So, and we don't necessarily have the quality that we should. Many people have insomnia. And in fact, insomnia is very, very common as you get older in life, especially 60, 70, and 80 years old and up. It's very common. In fact, it's the majority of people that experience insomnia, which means that for weeks on end, they get very interrupted sleep and the quality just isn't there, which just prevents you from living your best life. So that's just a small thing about your phone, but just the fact that it might impact your sleep quality is in fact a huge deal over time when you talk about the compounding effects. And then if you carry your phone on your person, it should be turned off or airplane mode. There are certain cases you can use to mitigate the radiation also that have their usefulness. They're not perfect by any means, but at least they're doing something. And I think there are some market solutions that are coming there. But this is really, I think we should really focus on your own devices. And I'll also mention another one, turn off the Wi-Fi at night. You don't need
it. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I was going to ask you too, because we got a minute left here, is this EMF Hazards Online Summit 2024. You're talking about 20 different interviews with credible thought leaders that specialize in this EMF. Is that right? Give us a couple of details on it, if you would. It's a live thing online.
For sure. It's an online summit, emfhazards.com, and we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., environmental medicine doctors, and also we talk about solutions around electrosensitivity and also how to minimize your exposure. And don't take my word for it. You know, I'm a citizen journalist. I just interviewed the best of the best. We have EMF scientists as well, such as Dr. Magda Havis, and the goal here is to educate you, make you aware of these dangers. And as we talked in length during this interview, it's obvious that health agencies are not really taking care of this problem, and it's up to you to inform yourself.
There you go. It's April 11th through the 14th, 2024. You can go to the Power Hour, as a matter of fact, and you can register. You click on the EMF Summit banner on our Partners tab. You get a free guide, Are You Becoming Electrosensitive?, where you'll learn.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of the moon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.